Yes, Vember at the Star Sydney. With so much happening, how could you say no?
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
MG, I don't understand why footballers decide to go into politics. I mean, Glenn Lazarus is probably the only bloke it's ever worked out for. And yet today we open the papers and we see not one but two retired rugby league players looking at careers in politics.
Look, I think their intentions are admirable when they first start to do it, but then you realise the magnitude of what you're getting yourself into and you think, okay, well, maybe this is not a good idea. I know a couple of who have done it, and we'll play them today to our listeners. But, yeah, well, look, it's fraught with danger because of, you know, obviously if everything is exposed once you're a politician.
We will share those audio of the audio of some athletes and retired footballers who attempted politics and it didn't pan out too well. But here's a hook for you, MG. I will be voting for one of these retired footballers when they
enter politics. Yes, he's in your caucus, in your area.
I am in his caucus. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but I will be voting for one of these men, and it will be my privilege to do so later on this year. We've also, very excitingly, Mitchell Pearce joins the show.
Yeah, good on him. I'm glad he's dropping by for a chat because we'll pay tribute to a fantastic NRL career, as he says, au revoir to the NRL.
You've been practicing that from yesterday, haven't you? Yeah, yeah. Standing in front of
my
mirror.
My wife said last night, Meg, she goes, you know, Liam's right. You don't just say, au revoir. What's au revoir?
Au revoir.
You say au revoir.
There you go.
Thanks, Megs.
Thanks, Megs. Today, of course, it's a Tuesday, so we start the show with this. The glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together, even in the off-season. MG from News Corp, Brent Reid. G'day, Reedy.
No off-season, lads. I keep telling you this. No off-season.
Well, we keep saying on the show, Reedy, that the November one come, it went, and kind of without any really fanfare, but there is
a
lot of...
It's been a bit slow, a bit tepid.
Well, underwhelming, to be honest.
Well, Reedy, we've got Mitchell Pearce joining us on the show a bit later on. Can we start there? What are the ramifications of his departure from the Knights?
I spoke to the great man myself today. I mean, he's in fine fettle, isn't he, Pearce?
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Looking forward to his jaunt in the south of France, and why wouldn't you? Look, I mean, it's really interesting what's happening here because we keep hearing two names linked with the Newcastle in the wake of Pearcey going. That's Scott Drinkwater and obviously Luke Brooks. Now, firstly, Luke Brooks, he's due back at West Tigers training tomorrow. It's basically to pick up his gear and perform some administrative tasks. Then Thursday, they actually get out in the field. The expectation is that he will be there. Talking to the Tigers today, they expect Luke Brooks to be there. They expect him to be there throughout the off-season, to be there for the start of next year. And we wait and see how this plays out. The other one's Scotty Drinkwater. Now, his name's been constantly with the Knights as an alternative to Luke Brooks. I think the Cowboys get the sense that they think this is a bluff, a decoy, basically, that, you know, Drinkwater's not really a serious alternative, that Luke Brooks is the Knights' preference and their priority. And the Drinkwater's being thrown out there as almost a stalking horse is the word that's often used. You know, a Trojan horse almost to take the eye off the Luke Brooks situation. So, you know, I think we've just got to watch and see how this unfolds. It might necessarily be a quick one. It might take a bit of time, a bit like the Josh Hodgson issues taking a bit of time with the Tigers as well. He's due back at training in Canberra on Friday. And the way it's playing out at the moment, Hodgson will be in the nation's capital on Friday. He won't be at the West Tigers when they resume. So both these ones have been really slow burns, haven't they? And, you know, at the moment, I think they both sort of hang in the balance.
I've got to think that, look, yeah, I wasn't aware of what you just told us. That's good news that Luke Brooks is back tomorrow. So I think that they'll make an official statement. I'll sit down with Madge and Timmy Sheens and either say yes or no. We should know more about that tomorrow. But I don't think it is a stalking or a Trojan horse with Drinkwater. You know, they've signed Townsend and Dearden to the North Queensland Cowboys. I think a guy like him would benefit so much under Andrew Johns' tuition.
MG, you mentioned Chad Townsend. Now, I can tell you that Scott Drinkwater and Chad Townsend, they're actually not due at training yet. They're not due back for another week or two. But apparently the two of them are going into the Cowboys early, working out together, having coffee together, basically making sure they're on the same page, Drinkwater and Townsend. So, you know, when I hear that from the Cowboys, that doesn't sound to me like a player who's thinking about going elsewhere. That sounds to me like a player who's digging in for a fight and whose only focus is on making sure he's the Haas partner with Chad Townsend when the season starts for the Cowboys. And, you know, so, I mean, I like what Scott Stewart doing because, you know, I mean, Chad's going to be the halfback. They paid huge money for him up there. Probably, I think we all thought they probably overpaid for Chad. They're committed to him. They're signing for 3 years. He's going to be the number seven. You know, it's between Drinkwater and Tommy Dearden to play alongside him. And the fact that Drinkwater's in there, getting in early, isn't due back at training yet, going for coffee with Chad, training with him, working out with him, that suggests to me that Drinkwater's digging in for a fight in Townsville as opposed to looking forward to moving to the West Tigers and trying to bear down a position in the halves there. But we all know how rugby league operates. It's a funny game. And this time next week, who knows where we're going to be.
Tommy Dearden didn't get the invite to those sessions?
No, well, I'm not sure if Tommy's there. I only heard the other two names.
You'd want to get in the car and head up the highway pretty smartly. I think Tommy by the sounds of it.
Tommy's going to set his alarm.
Now, the West Tigers, you mentioned them, Luke Brooks. We wait to see how that plays out. But they do have a genuine rising star in their ranks in Stefano Yatoikamanu. Brad Fittler brought him into the New South Wales camp for the Origin Series this year to give him a taste. Where is his contract at?
Well, he's got a couple of years left on his deal, Stefano, at the Tigers. But they've already started preliminary talks with him over an upgrade extension to the existing deal. Now, you got to remember that the Tigers got a lot of money up their sleeve for this season into next year. About $1 million. Some of that money, I suspect, will be used to upgrade Stefano's deal and to extend him beyond 2024 when he comes off contract. I mean, we've seen how much talent he's got. We saw he's almost the leader of that pack already, Stefano.
Yeah.
He's only been there, what, a year, 2 years? I can't remember how long it is. It's a year, I think. So he's become a really influential figure at the footy club, and they don't want to lose him. So, you know, obviously we've heard they're trying to sign Isaiah Papali'i. I think that's coming closer to fruition. Stefano, they're all in on Stefano. You know, they're putting together a good pack, and obviously the missing piece is Josh Hodgson, as we spoke about before. But keeping Stefano, that's a big statement of intent from the Tigers. And I know Tim Sheens is all over this. So Sheens, he's obviously been really impressed with him from what he's seen from afar, and he wants to lock him in for the long term.
Yeah, so they should. He's their future. He's their version of Payne Haas, and he has come along leaps and bounds, as Liam mentioned, when he was drafted into Freddie Fittler's Origin camp as an extended player. He's their future. Look, tell you what, if they get Hodgson and Isaiah Papali'i, their fortunes change overnight.
Starting to gain some momentum there at Concord. Yeah. Quickly, Reedy, we should check in on how things are going up in Brisbane, up north, because this new team's been announced. Wayne's now in place. They reckon that you've got them as being a nose in front to get Brandon Smith. How is life with a two-team city in Brisbane?
Someone pointed out to me on Twitter that I keep changing my tune on Brandon Smith and where he's going to end up. That's because he's playing us all off a break.
That's your property.
He tells every team he visits they're the favourites.
He's an agreeable fella. He's an agreeable fella. We understand.
He makes people happy. Look, I'll tell you what's really interesting. The Dolphins, you know, we talked about them potentially eating into the Broncos. Well, I've met with Selwyn Cobbo, the young teenage since, I think he's still a teenager, Selwyn, from memory. He made his first grade debut this year, fullback, centre, winger. They got big hopes for him at the Broncos, and the Dolphins obviously are eyeing him off as well. They've met with Selwyn, so that's a shot across the bow of the Broncos.
The war is on, MG. I like it.
I like Cobbo's a really good player.
No, he's going to be a gun next.
He's got that look about him. He's got that aura. He's got that GI type Latrell type look about him.
You had to do it, didn't you?
I know. Sorry, he's just got the long legs. It's the long legs that gives him away.
Very nice work, Reedy. All right, go and get this Brandon Smith deal sorted for us, so that when we speak to you on Thursday, we can make it official.
Good stuff.
Now, MG, there are a lot of people out there who say that sport and politics should stay separate. They don't like it when political causes get mixed up in sport. We've seen this with the national anthem over the years and other issues as well. But today, politics and sport can't stay away from each other.
Almost hand in hand, aren't they, at the moment?
They are waltzing hand in hand today, politics and sport. Two stories of former rugby league players entertaining a career in politics.
Don't do it. Whoever it is, don't do it.
Well, the first one, and this is a... I can't believe he's entertaining it. Israel Folau is reportedly considering running for the Senate in Queensland as part of Clive Palmer's party.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
Do you reckon that was part of the agreement when Clive financially backed him?
Yes.
To try and get him back in the NRL? I said, mate, if this doesn't work out, you know you're running for politics for
yes,
me.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I
in 12 months'
part
time.
Of the big, it's part of the big plan from Clivey.
Well, good luck to Israel.
Yeah.
I don't hold out a whole lot of hope. I don't think he'll be sworn in anytime soon. But that's the beauty of politics, MG. Anyone can be a part of it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Anyone can be a part of it. And John Sutton, the premiership captain of the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
The most capped Rabbitoh of all time.
Also is intending on having a crack at, at
Sutto.
Politics. Sutto not quite aiming for the Senate like Izzy is. Sutto is going to be running for Randwick Council.
Well, that's in your jurisdiction, isn't
it? It is. It is. And look, December 4th, that's when the Randwick Council elections are. I am very excited at the prospect of being able to vote for John Sutton.
Look, I think he's an admirable candidate. I think what he's done for the community, and it's good that he's not going the whole hog and going bigger. He wants to see what if it's a good fit for him at first. Just go, you know, tread softly as you go into this big mire of politics world.
Well, he's actually running as a part of, he's running in conjunction with Councillor Anthony Andrews as an independent for the Randwick Council. But what my favourite part of this for John Sutton is that he's put this on his Instagram page explaining his intentions to run for a Randwick Council.
Yep.
But have a listen to the voiceover of the Instagram post and see if you can recognise it, MG.
On December 4th, Vote 1 in Group D for Anthony Andrews and John Sutton. They're a great pair.
That's the one, the only, Rodney O.
It's Rodney O!
Defense.
Defense.
Well, there you go. They're going to win. Rodney O in their back pocket, with Rodney O in their corner, they can't lose.
For anyone who's ever been to a Sydney Kings game over the year, that is Rodney O, the courtside announcer for the Sydney Kings. He does some boxing fights as well.
He did the Penrith Panthers in the day as well. He was their ground announcer for a long time as well.
Rodney O. I mean, you're halfway there when you get Rodney O voicing your... It would have cost a bit. I don't know if Rodney O works for free, but good luck to Sutto. I will be voting one Jay Sutton come December 4th. But
there is some peril involved, isn't there?
Oh boy, is there some peril. Now, quickly, before we get to these cases that didn't work out so well, did you ever entertain politics? Surely someone would have twisted your arm and tried to get you involved?
Yes, John Brogdon back in the day. I forget what year it was, but he wanted to see if I was interested in doing something in Penrith as far as, you know, being on his ticket. And I thought about it for a while, and I actually, for a good couple of weeks, I thought about it. But then, the skeletons in my closet started to jangle and jingle. And they got loose and they said, mate, are you fair?
Come on. Get back. Come on, Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
Don't forget about us. Well, there's a member of the Triple M NRL family, a member of the Triple M AFL family, in fact, the Triple M family down in Melbourne. We have him on this show every now and then when we want to talk some footy. Billy Brownless.
Oh, good man, Billy.
The king of Geelong. In the same way that you are the king of the West, he is the king of Geelong.
Yes.
And it was in the early 90s that Jeff Kennett, then leader of the Liberal Party, talked to Billy about getting him involved to run for a seat in Geelong. But it didn't last very long, because have a listen to Billy being doorstopped as he was leaving the Liberal Party rooms. Fair to say he didn't know his stuff.
Oh, look, I've got to go away and have a good think about it, because honestly, that's what I'll do now. I've just got to talk to a few people and have a good think about it.
What are the big issues in North Geelong? Literacy with school children, drug abuse? What are the big issues in North Geelong?
All those. But as you know, I haven't got a great feel of it, and that's what I've got to look at. So.
The one thing you'd know, Billy, what's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
Yeah, maybe. He does a very good job. Honestly, it was just a bit of a chat, a coffee, nothing great deal said up there, and we'll go from there.
What about the separation of powers? Do you endorse that at all?
See, the minefield you're in, the minefield you were exposed to, and that wasn't the only famous footballer that went down the political line, was he?
Well, to Billy's credit, he lasted 43 seconds, because this was the great, the immortal Mal Meninga. He ran for a political seat in Canberra.
Oh, George, Chicken George, come on, mate.
This was him announcing and then quickly ending his political career.
I was just a person out there making sure that I was... I'm bugging it. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I've resigned.
So Marilyn Meninga is leaving the studio and he says that he can't do it.
That's it.
That's it.
14 seconds.
Well done, Mal. He couldn't have done it. I mean, his heart was in the right place, but I think all of a sudden he felt the magnitude of what he was getting himself into and went, if I don't bail now, I'm never going to bail, so let me get out of it now. And the ejector seat went boom, straight through the studio roof.
14 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Politics and sport.
Good luck, John Sutton. Good luck, Israel Folau.
You're going to need it.
You are going to need it.
Shop the latest barbecue range now at Harvey Norman. But right now, it's Triple M's Beat the Pom, innit? Triple M's Beat the Pom.
Yes, MG, we are closing in on the Ashes. England taking on Australia this 5-test series. It's the greatest rivalry in world cricket, and it is here on our shores. It kicks off at the Gabba in early December, and Triple M will be calling the action. And next week, we begin our brand new competition, Beat the Pom, and you'll win yourself a barbecue thanks to Harvey Norman.
How good's that? Our last week on radio for the year, and the last week as a duo, yes, on Triple M, which is quite sad for me and sad for you. Yeah. But at least we give a consolation prize to our beloved listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's any way we could send off this show, it is giving away stuff to the Rush Hour family, and we get to do that next week. We have got 5 Massport, 4 Burner barbecues, thanks to our mates at Harvey Norman. And to win them, you just got to know about cricket, and you got to be smarter and know more about cricket than our resident Pom Barmy Matt.
Yep.
So register at the Triple M Win page. Head along there, register your details, and next week you could be winning yourself one of those barbecues. Don't forget, if you don't win one of those or you just can't wait, you can shop the latest barbecue range right now at Harvey Norman. MG, it's not an interview I think we thought that we'd be doing. On, what is it, November the 16th, and bidding farewell to a man who has achieved just about everything in the game of rugby league, Mitchell Pearce, officially departing the Newcastle Knights, set to join up with the Catalan Dragons in the Super League. A pleasure to welcome him onto the show. G'day, Mitchell.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
Look, so many questions to ask you, Junior, but I suppose the first thing we've got to say is, mate, congratulations. Well-deserved. You need no introduction to the way you've been held as such high regard in our competition, and now you get a chance to do what you want to do on your terms and go to the south of France and play out the rest of your career. Well done, bud.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I really appreciate that. It's a big change for me, obviously, you know, getting out of the same bubble that I've been in for a long time, basically since I was 16 till now. It's been, same routines year in, year out, and been living the dream, but, you know, to get the opportunity to go over and still do what I love, obviously play the same sport, but to go over and in a whole different culture, I'm really looking forward to it. And there's a lot of thought went into the decision. It wasn't something that was, you know, spontaneous or erratic. I put a lot of thought into everything from on the field to off the field. And, you know, it was the thing that I knew was going to be the best fit for me in the next few years.
Something really hit home to me this morning when I was reading the Telegraph, and they interviewed your dad, Wayne, obviously a legend of the Tiger Rugby League club, and he basically said, you know, it's, you know, I'm glad he's going because he's been in the furnace for so long. It's about time he gets to relax. And I couldn't have put it better. Your dad's been a massive part of your career. And did you have to have a chat to him before you made the decision to go to Catalan?
Mate, to be honest, I obviously spoke to mum and dad. Me and dad speak as mates, and obviously from our relationship, which we obviously chat about a lot of stuff, but the thing for me, and, you know, I bounce things off close mates as well, but the main thing for this decision was purely on what I thought of myself more than anything. I kind of went away to Byron for a week back end of the year after the season's finished. Once things slowed down a bit and spent a couple of weeks just on my own, to be honest, and just try to work out what was going to be the most motivation for me and where I could give 100% of everything I've got, and I had that stimulation in the back end of my career, and this was the decision.
32 years of age. Mitch, how long's the deal you've signed with the Dragons?
It's 2 years with an option the last year, so.
All right.
Mate, hopefully get the 3 years out over there. That'd be good.
All I'm thinking, MG, is I can see an Andrew Johns type return for or an Alfie Langer type return for State of Origin. I can, you know, if Freddie's in trouble 3 years from now, and maybe Nathan Cleary's got an injury concern at that time of year, Mitchell Pearce jumps on a flight? What do you think?
Hey, look, as you said at the start of this interview, we did not think we'd be having this chat to Mitchell Pearce on the 16th of November about leaving to go to France. So, look, never say never, but, look, I imagine that Mitch is going over there and getting his... Look, it's not an easy comp. I mean, the Super League's come along in leaps and bounds in recent years, and the team he's going to, the Catalan Dragons, made the grand final this year. So, look, even though the pressure of the NRL spotlight won't be on him, it's still going to be on him at the Dragons because he's their star import.
How you feeling about it? Have you, as far as that change in pressure, the difference in the two comps and the two leagues, Mitchell, have you kind of had time to think about that or chat to some of the blokes that have played over there, like James Maloney?
Yeah, obviously spoke a fair bit to Jimmy, Sammy Moa, old teammate from the Roosters, obviously over there as well. They're both still living there, so I got a good relationship with Steve Mack, the coach. We had him, me and Jimmy had Steve at the Roosters as assistant coach. That's where we sort of got the friendship and relationship there. So, the boys have obviously given me the rundown on obviously the differences that's going to be over there. But look, I'm just excited for the new challenge and the opportunity that's ahead. I just can't wait to get over there now that it's all sorted.
How were the Newcastle Knights, Mitchy? How did they react when you said au revoir?
I was really, really thankful for the club and grateful that they were able to, you know, understand where my mindset was at. It's obviously a tricky situation, especially when you're still on contract. And, my approach to the club wasn't, I was open to stay. It was, if it was the best thing for the club, I would have stayed. So I was understanding. I was grateful that they understood where I was at and allowed me to move on. And I think it's probably the best thing for both people. Hopefully the club can get a good replacement. There's a lot of talk about Brooksy, but even if Brooksy doesn't end up going there, there's some plenty of good young halves coming through as well. So, but yeah, I was really thankful that the Knights and the fans up there understanding.
Did Joey Johns, did the 8th, give you a call and say, what are you doing, mate? I've signed on to coach you next year and now you're buggering off on me?
Yeah, I know. I missed that a lot to do with Joey, obviously, with coaching, so it would have been good to stay there and keep learning off him. But, it's good. Great for the club to get Joey back.
Hey, how's the French, Piercy?
Horrible. Someone told me there's a translator on your phone that you can speak to, so I think I'll be using that for the first 6 months. But,
oh, mate, you're going to love it. You're going to love it over there. You honestly will. I was lucky enough to go there on a tour of the southern France to Toulouse and Carcassonne, and it's a beautiful part of the world. And now that the footy's competitive over there, I reckon it's a fantastic. I said on the show about a month ago when the speculation first came out, I thought it was the best thing that could happen to someone like you who's earned the right to do what you want to do.
Yeah, I appreciate it, mate. Like I said, there's been a lot of thought that's gone into it. It's obviously a big change, but in myself, it feels right. So I'm just looking forward to the new challenge, style of footy, meeting new people, and just, off the field, I think it'd be great. Great for the next few years to go and... What are you laughing at, mate?
I'm with you.
Different culture.
Well, exactly.
You talked, but I don't know if this is what MG was giggling at, but you're not going to miss the constant fishbowl nature that comes with being a professional football player here in Australia, are you?
There's obviously the pros and cons that come with... But playing a footy player, look, I'm so grateful. Someone asked me the other day about the criticism you cop and all the rest, and all the players would say the same thing. You know, there's plenty of compliments. There's so much good stuff that comes out of rugby league. I'm so grateful that what the game's given me and my family. So, every now and then it'd be a few less stories here and there. It'd be probably a good thing. But... it's all part and parcel, so. But hopefully there's a little bit less over there.
Now, I know MG's going to have his usual... He loves to ask players retiring and departing about their toughest opponents, all that. So I know he's got that ready for you. But I want to ask you, if you could stash one teammate, Knights or Roosters, I'll give it to you, one teammate to in your overhead carry-on to take with you over to the Dragons, who would you be taking?
As a great
okay, player, we'll put in two categories player. to play with on the field and to play with off the field.
I was just being careful who I say here. I'd take Boyd Cordner as a player, leader, and a rock solid mate. One of my best mates out of footy, and always will be. And I look up to him as a bloke. So I'd take Boyd, I reckon, and I'd probably pack Toddy in there as well. And couple other boys.
This is the recurring theme, because I reckon Todd Carney gave a very similar answer when we asked him about planning a boys' night out with his teammates, past and present. I think this is the NRL's Rat Pack that I think we should try and make that event actually happen at some point. MJ.
Well, the love on social media has been fantastic. The love on social media has been fantastic from players who are already over there saying can't wait to see you come over here, brother. And you're going to love it. You are absolutely going to love it, and good on you, mate. And as Liam said, we've got a little game we played just before. We played with all the guys who basically either retire or leave to go in the Super League, and it's pretty straightforward, Junior. I ask you a couple of questions, and just give me the first answer that comes to your head, mate.
All right, mate. Let's go.
Okay.
Answers in French, please, Junior.
To get the end.
He's got the book in front of me now.
The best player you've ever played with.
Best player I've ever played with, I'd say Sonny Bill Williams. Over the years in rep footy and at the Roosters, there had superstars all across the park. So I've played with so many good players. I'd say Sonny as far as brilliance, but I'll go back to Boyd though as well, just as far as.
What about when you're playing against someone? You go, oh shit, we've got him this weekend. Who's the best
Cameron
player
Smith.
You played against?
Cameron Smith.
Honestly, a lot of said that.
He's unbeatable. He was just so good. And I got to play against, obviously, you know, Thurston as well. One of the best players I've ever played. You know, that whole crew there, Billy Slater. But I think even early days when I was young, Gary Lockyer, I just remember just being in awe of him.
Just put in perspective how long Mitchell Pearce has been in NRL and the names he's just drunk.
He's 17 when he played first grade. Like, that's kind of, think about that. If you listen to this interview and you've got a 17-year-old son, well, Mitch was playing first grade at 17 in one of the toughest
Cam's
positions you can play.
Cam's just the best part.
Yeah.
100%.
What about the favourite ground, your favourite ground to play at, buddy?
To be honest, Newcastle. I love playing up there. Footy in Newey. I reckon the best stadium I've played.
Favourite post-game feed? So as soon as you finish your game, obviously you can't have much through the week of junk food. What's your favourite go-to food straight after a game?
Well, I always have Macca's still.
Oh, yeah.
Straight after. Just normally go straight through the drive-through, but even a kebab. I don't mind a kebab.
Oh, you're with me.
Chicken kebab goes down good as well.
Oh, a bit of shelly. And finally, complete this sentence, mate. Blank will be wearing the number 7 jersey for Newcastle next year.
Ooh.
It's a tricky one. If Brooksy can get up there, I think it would be great for Brooksy to play with Cliff and Kay there. I think they'd form a really good combination. I don't know how that's going to work out. So I'll go Cliffo. Jake Cliff would probably be asked if they don't get Brooksy up there, I'd say. I'm not sure. I don't know, mate. I'd like to see Brooksy go up there. I think for him personally, I think, be great for him. We've got a great pack up there, a great side, and I think a change for Brooksy would be awesome. So I don't know where he's at. I'm sure the Tigers wouldn't want to let him go. I think he's a great player, but I think if he could get up there, I think he'd be great.
What about Mitchell Pearce just looking after his former side there, putting in a character reference and a sell to Luke Brooks on the way out? What a great club,
honest,
man.
I'm being honest.
You are. I know. Okay. How would you love to be remembered in the NRL when you're gone? How do you want fans and ex-players and everyone to remember you as an NRL player?
Yeah, I'd like to be just remembered as being a competitor, you know, training on the field every game I played and being a good person too, to be honest. That's the biggest thing as you get older. You play through your career and all your teammates you play with, you want respect, don't you, as a
100%.
Teammate. And you want to be known as a good bloke and a good person and someone who always gives 100%. That's what I'd like to be known as, and I hope that's what I am.
You are, mate.
Well
you
said,
are.
Mitchell. Well, you I are. Will never forget standing in the box at ANZ Stadium, State of Origin, MG, that 2019, the Harbour Bridge pass out to the wing. That will be my enduring memory of Mitchell Pearce.
Yeah. That was karma.
Felt good. I bet it felt bloody good.
It felt good, that one.
Good
Mitchell
work,
Pearce, congratulations on the NRL career. I'm not putting a line through it just yet. I think that there might be some sort of 36-year-old version of you that comes back and puts
you
in.
Never know.
The Dolphins have got some money to spend, Pearcey, so I'm just saying, you know, there could be a chance. But we wish you all the best. We want to thank you for your time that you've given this show over the years, and all the best with the move, mate.
Hey, thanks heaps. Appreciate it.
You're listening to The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. all thanks to the Star, because it's Yes Vember at the Star MG.
That means you say yes to everything. Yes, yes to taking my mate for a drink. Yes to going have a little bit of a flutter. Yes to from accommodation. Yes to being looked after by the beautiful people at the Star.
That's right. Long lunches, non-stop entertainment. There is so much happening at the Star. How could you say no? That is why it is Yes Timber. Get involved with the Star. Thank you to them for supporting the show. MG, before we finish today, you've only got to get through two more of these for the year.
Oh, yes.
You ready?
We've just got to run some tests, Dr. Gaia.
You think you're so clever?
It's time for MG's Brain Game.
As we close in on the end of 2021, just checking to make sure the grey matter is still working upstairs for the Wild Panther.
Looking, I appreciate the help. I really do. Yeah,
it comes from a good place.
Yeah,
this segment on the show, it comes from a good place. The fact that it ends up with you looking a bit silly is just, it's a side effect.
Exactly. That's exactly what I don't want at my age. Side effects.
We are looking back on the year of sport. We've been looking at the NRL season, State of Origin, the Olympics. We've done it all. So today, it's a mixed bag.
My favourite. Mixed bag of lollies, yes.
It's a potpourri. Potpourri.
Potpourri. Easy for you to say. Yeah, potpourri.
Potpourri. It's a potpourri of sport.
Potpourri,
so
mate.
It could be anything. I don't think you pronounce the T.
Hey, in Penrith you do. Potpourri, buddy. Well, that's a nice pot puree on your table there, mate. Okay. No, it's not puree, it's just pot.
Question one, MG.
Yes.
In 2021, which of these Paul Gallen fights did not happen? Which of these Paul Gallen fights did not happen this year? Lucas Brown? Justice Hooney or Mark Hunt?
Mark Hunt.
Correct. That happened in December of 2020. Well done. Good start. Dan Ricciardo won a Grand Prix this year. In what country?
Can you give me a hint?
Yes. It's a European country.
I'm going to say Spain.
It was Italy.
Italy.
He won the Monza Grand Prix.
That's right. Sorry, Dan.
What number was Aussie Josh Giddey drafted at by the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA draft this year? I'll give you another hint. He went inside the top 10. Bang!
Six.
He was six. You didn't even need the hint. MG, have the Wallabies won or lost more games in 2021?
They've won more games.
Correct. 7-6 with a game to play this weekend against Wales.
Well, they went five in a row there at one stage.
Yeah, they
so,
did. Well done.
Yeah, their stocks were rising, and then all of a sudden, bang, bang, back-to-back losses, sorry.
For a bonus point, name three Wallabies.
Curtly Beale.
Not Quade really Cooper, in the team at the moment. Quade Cooper, yes.
James O'Connor.
Well done. Very good.
Thank you.
Which Grand Slam did Naomi Osaka pull out of over mental health concerns this year?
That would be, she played in the US and got beat by the young girl from Canada. Was it Wimbledon?
It was the French Open.
French
Open, she said she wouldn't be participating in the post-match press conferences, eventually she pulled out. MG, the Swans and the Giants met in the AFL finals this year. The Giants prevailed in something of an upset. Where was the game played?
It was played in Tasmania.
Correct. You are flying in the potpourri.
Yeah.
Loves the potpourri.
I love the potpourri.
Loves the potpourri.
Yeah, love it.
Roll it up and smoke it. He loves it. What caused the entire peloton of the Tour de France to crash on the first stage of the race this year?
A lady with a flag or a sign saying, hello, Nanny and Poppy.
Bang on. Well done. That is correct. She caused the entire peloton to crash because she wanted to get on bloody television.
Yeah, poor bugger.
Who won the A-League?
Sydney.
No, you said it confidently, but it was incorrect. It was Melbourne City.
Yep.
Okay.
They beat Sydney.
MG, who won the Melbourne Cup?
Oh, wow. That was shocking.
Happened like 2 weeks. Not even two
weeks ago. Yeah, I know. Gone.
It was very elegant.
Very elegant. Of course it was.
Now, you've done very well here. I'm going to say you've passed regardless, but this is to put a cherry on top,
very
MG.
Elegant. How did I get that? With James Mack and Waller.
There you go. What?
Actually, Chris Waller listens to the show. Sorry, Chrissy.
Shout out, Chris. Shout out, Chris. MG, what sporting moment from 2021 is happening here.
This is not over. If we have to take this outside with him, it's all outside. We don't give a...
That's Connor.
Yes.
I think it was when he broke his foot against Dustin Poirier.
Correct.
Yeah.
You have absolutely destroyed today's quiz.
Nice. I can't believe I didn't get the Melbourne Cup. That's silly, Mark.
That's disappointing.
Very disappointing. Would have passed with flying colours if it wasn't for that.
Strong performance to end the year.
Thank you. Nice quiz.
Now, next week, you have committed to turning the tables.
On you.
And preparing the quiz for me.
Yes. So I'll be giving the questions. Mm. It'll be about our show in the last 4 years.
So producer Charlie's going to be fairly busy, is he, putting that together?
Yeah, very in tone. Yeah, Tony Soprano and Chucky Boy will be very, very busy.
All right.
Give me a quiz, boys.
We are done for your Tuesday. Only one more Tuesday to go in the...
Yes.
In the final history, the final pages of the Rush Hour with MJ and Liam. MJ, say goodbyes.
As of tomorrow, we have 8 shows remaining, so please don't miss any of them. As always, thank you so much for your ears, beautiful people. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.
Yes, Vember, at the Star Sydney. With so much happening, how could you say no?